Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Danny and Dusty. Danny and friends, today a Danny and Buck edition. And it's time for us to get into the NBA Finals. I know you've been doing so throughout the week, but before we do that, it's icebreaker time. What's your go-to sports movie, Danny?
Ooh, go-to sports movie.
Like, if you want to pop on one that is like an all-time favorite to just run it back, what are you throwing on there?
God, there's so many to go to, but Remember the Titans.
Okay.
Remember the Titans is so good. Just there's so many people in that movie.
Yeah, the cast is unbelievable.
It's unreal. You get Left Side, Strong Side, Football Ain't Fun No More, is it? You know, Denzel is so good. I mean, it's Sunshine, mm-hmm. Sunshine. I mean, there's just so many incredible scenes in that movie. It's just. But it's also probably like the most unrealistic of like when they play the football.
Yeah, it's, sure. It's a Disney fight a little bit.
It is. And as much as it's god awful and nowhere near reality, Any Given Sunday.
I remember that as a movie theater experience, uh-huh. On the big screen with all the sound, and the way it felt like the way they shot that and edited that was different than anyone had done a football movie before.
It's an Oliver Stone movie, right?
That's right.
That's why it has that.
It felt frenetic and violent, and it, at least for me as a teenage kid, like painted football in a way that I didn't really know it, mm-hmm. And I'm like, this might not be real, but this is awesome.
I mean, the guy's eye getting gouged out, the eyeball in the turf. You're like, okay.
Yeah. Maybe not that part.
The Al Pacino speech, you know, is an absolute.
The 6 inches right in front of your face.
It's an absolute banger. Lawrence Taylor with a chop saw cutting a Hummer in half.
Cutting a Hummer in half, and then also knowing he could be on the verge of death with any hit, and then he goes out there anyways, and he goes, "Now I got my $1 million.
Yeah, just like, you know, now we look at that like, yeah, maybe you shouldn't have done that. But it's a terrible movie, but I love it.
It's great. Rusty, what do you got? Sports movie?
You got like your Rocky movies.
Okay.
Those are, you know, upper pantheon for me. Major League is a classic.
Yes. Yeah.
And then I'm going to have to throw Happy Gilmore in there, too. I realize that might be a stretch on a sports movie.
No,
I think
that
that's
is,
in there.
In fact, two sports. That's right. Hockey and golf. We were just talking about hockey. I'll go Miracle. I love the underdog story.
Oh, yeah.
I love the undertone of patriotism. I thought that the
Kurt Russell,
Herb Brooks
was
so good. I love that movie. And then my underrated sports flick, Cinderella Man. Russell Crowe, Depression-era boxing.
I've never seen that.
It's a really good movie. It is a true story about a guy who is down on his luck in the Depression, making fights to try to make ends meet for his family, and goes on to do amazing things. Really good. Russell Crowe, Renee Zellweger, Paul Giamatti is like the promoter in it. He's great. Worth a watch. For sure.
Text line, Sandlot. I mean, yeah. I mean,
that was my next like nostalgia pick.
Yeah, that's the thing is like when you're talking nostalgia picks, Sandlot, Major League.
Yeah.
I mean, Euchre in that is in Major League is mm-hmm. to me like don't be wrong, Charlie Sheen and Wesley Snipes and all that. It's great, but it's about Bob Euchre.
Euchre makes the movie,
and it's about Pedro Serrano.
Yep. That's right.
Bat no light curveball.
Bat hit straight ball very far.
You trying to tell me Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball?
I like the Jesus.
Let's get it.
Well, and apropos of nothing real quick here,
yeah.
Other than the fact that we mentioned Kurt Russell a minute ago, I saw a thing on the old interwebs the other day. The name of his stunt double in Escape from New York, and they showed a picture of them both with, you know, he's dressed as Snake Plissken with the eye patch. His stunt double's name, quite possibly the manliest name ever.
What do we got?
Dick Warlock.
Wow, that's great.
I hope that's his real name.
Right?
Like, it's not a stage name.
It's probably just Richard Warlock.
But I mean...
But Warlock just alone as a... Like, you got to go with the stunts or...
Well, you've got some options there. You can be Rich Warlock.
Uh-huh.
You can, or you can be Dick Warlock.
Yeah. Well, look, if your given name is Richard Warlock, there really is only one option.
Dick Warlock is the way to go.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the NBA Finals. I know that you guys have got to some of this week, and I feel like there are plenty of national storylines out there about this series that people have already beaten to the ground. Small markets.
Yeah.
OKC lopsided favorites.
New champion. All those things.
All that. But I also think with each of these finals, even if we know how they're going to go, or you think you know how they're going to go, first of all, do you think that the Pacers can or win the series?
I think there is a path for them.
Okay.
I do. And maybe it's my blind optimism, faith, bias, because I love Halliburton. I'm literally wearing a Halliburton t-shirt right now.
Well, let's do that first then. What is the path for the Oklahoma City, or for the Pacers against the Oklahoma City Thunder?
The Pacers play at their frenetic pace, and they are disruptive enough of OKC that they can force them into a team that, you know, it's weird. OKC's offense is rated third in the league this year.
Mm-hmm.
But stylistically, they don't get all the way to the rim. Because Shea lives in that short paint area and then the mid-range, and J-Dub does a lot of the same. Chet spaces the floor. Isaiah Joe's a shooter. Mm-hmm. Caruso's really not a guy other than in transition that's going to finish at the rim. Same with Lu Dort. Like, as much as we talk about how this team is so diversified, it's really only two guys that can really put the ball down on the floor and hurt you, and that's Jalen Williams and Shea.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Pacers can turn them into a three-point variance team, because that's like three-point shooting can come and go. We've seen that demon hit the Celtics from time to time in a game or so.
Absolutely.
Because the Pacers need to find a way to steal a game.
Yeah.
I am of the mindset that if the Pacers are going to have a chance at the series, they have to steal one of the first two games.
Okay.
They have to get home court out of the way.
Sure.
Because OKC's home court is nasty.
Best in the league, right?
It might be right now. I'm a little – I say that begrudgingly – because they pipe in more noise than anyone else in the league.
I didn't realize that.
Them and San Antonio are 1-2.
Huh.
They're the loudest arenas in the league.
And you're allowed to? I know in the NFL they've banned that. The Colts and Falcons got in trouble for that.
They pump in so much noise, and the PA guys are loud, obnoxious. But their crowd, it's
legit
on 10 the entire time. So like I do have to give them that credit. But beyond that, in the two times that the Pacers and the Thunder played this year, Halliburton had two of his lowest usage ratings of the season.
Okay.
But the Thunder played without Chet. And it's like, okay, you know, how do they kind of fit him in there? How does that work? It's like it's an embarrassment of riches to a point
sure.
when you're talking about how good they were even before Chet came back fully healthy after the hip injury. But I look at Halliburton's got to be the guy that he's been consistently through the playoffs.
Right.
Like, he's going to have one of those nights where he has like 9 points.
But he's got to stay on that general level.
But he's got to be the 20-10 guy, and he's got to do it with efficiency, and he's got to keep the pace. But the guy that's the singularly most important is who's the guy that guards Pascal Siakam?
Mm-hmm.
And if I was Mark Dagnall, I would probably flip my bigs and I'd try to put Hartenstein on Siakam because Siakam wants to go to the rim more,
right,
where he could probably bully Chet. And even though Chet's long and he can block shots, I think you want to have him more as a rover, and you want to turn, if you're the OKC, you want to turn Miles Turner into a volume shooter from three. And
sure.
Now, don't get me wrong, he can get hot and he's a good enough shooter out there. You do have to worry about him.
But you're more comfortable with him beating you than others?
Than Siakam, because Siakam is the guy. You know, remember, Siakam, he wasn't a huge part of that Raptors team, but he won a title with the Raptors. Like he knows what this looks like.
Yep.
He's not unfamiliar. He's an all NBA guy.
And he played great in the last round. He's turning it on.
That's why he got the Eastern Conference Finals MVP.
Yeah.
You know? Did you see that clip where Hallie?
I did.
Hallie thought he won it.
By the way, as a Halliburton for series MVP better. Mm-hmm. I didn't love that.
He definitely looks around like, yeah, it's me. And then they say
he's
Pascal.
About to walk up there to accept the trophy.
Ah, it's not me.
Oh.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But he did the right thing. It's a tell great teammate and all that. But I look at Pascal Siakam's got to be huge for them. And then, you know, they always talk about the others in a series. Your stars have to show up, but Nesmith's going to have a game. Mm-hmm. Nembhard's going to have a game. TJ McConnell's going to have a game. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to have like, because OKC is relentless with their pressure, that if you're the Pacers, you have to find a way to get those easy buckets that you've gotten all playoffs long, where OKC is really good about not allowing that to happen.
Yeah, and I read a lot and hear a lot about OKC's pressure and just how much they're turning people over. How much does that affect what Indiana wants to do?
And that's a huge part of it. So one of the things that the Pacers are kind of, you know, proud about this year, it's not just the, you know, I heard Kirk Goldsberry and Zach Lowe talking about this earlier this week, and it's been kind of the thing that in the analytics community, the Pacers, yes, they play with pace, but it's how they play with pace. Mm-hmm. And I was glad to see the broadcast highlight the basketball stuff. And, you know, against the Knicks, so much of it was about they score off of makes. Mm-hmm. And so what's really interesting is, and this gets kind of into the weeds, but in basketball, off of makes, when you can capitalize the most, if a team spreads the floor and their big is in the corner and their point guard or their lead ball handler is finishing at the rim,
can beat those guys down the floor.
Guess who your first two guys are supposed to be back?
Yeah.
Your big guy.
Your
big under the rim to push things back out, and usually one of your lead guards to pick up the ball first.
Yep.
And so what the Pacers do is Jalen Brunson spends a ton of time in the paint and Cat flares out to the wings. And so what they would do is, like, Obi Toppin or Pascal Siakam, they're going.
Yep.
Like,
you saw it a bunch at the end of that series.
As soon as that ball, not up in the air, but you're pretty sure.
You're starting to lean.
And Chauncey Billups has a line that I think is really great. Is what they enforce with the Blazers. What will make a break, a transition opportunity, either defensively or offensively, the first three steps. And if whoever hits the first three steps back the fastest, that opens it up. And what the Pacers do, it's not just Halliburton. It's the whole bleeping team.
Mm-hmm.
If you flatten out your offense, especially late in the clock, whether it's a miss or a make, they're going.
Yeah.
And if they can continue to do that, because what that does is twofold. One, you can't hit the offensive glass as hard unless you're an ungodly great offensive rebounding team, and the Thunder are not. So
right.
I don't think it's something they're going to rely on.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you have to have it in your head of, like, once the ball goes up, you got to find a body.
Yeah.
And that, like, mental wear and tear of doing that for 110 possessions, you're bound to get got. Yeah. And so you got to stay focused. You got to stay focused. And I'm like, if I'm the Pacers, that's the thing. If I can continue to do that, that is something that you can fall back on, because that's not something they've done in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. It's something they've done now for 90 games.
Yeah.
Or what, 100 games damn near now.
It's a tall task for the Pacers, but the way you outline it, it doesn't seem impossible. Unlikely, probably.
It's unlikely.
But,
don't get me wrong.
The Thunder are the third highest favorite
in the modern era.
Yep. And I heard this stat coming in today, too. Only two teams seated outside of the top three have ever won the NBA championship. That would be the Rockets team from 95-96 that traded for Clyde Drexler midseason, and then you got to go all the way back to the 60s and one of the Celtics
teams. Would be a monumental upset. I mean, the Mavs upsetting the Heat were the last time we had a monumental upset. You could maybe say the Cavs coming back from 3-1 as being one of the biggest upsets in NBA history. I don't think it'll be something like that, because if this series gets to 3-1, OKC is gonna.
Yeah, because then they're coming back home for five, and yeah.
Good luck. You know, then that's why they have to steal that game, and then if you don't hold it home, you got to at least split it home.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.